The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to January 2004.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show where you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Kathy Bush, and today we've got some great panelists here. So let me introduce the panel to you. From the Department of Philosophy, its chair, as well as the only other sole female member of this panel. Yes, it's Professor Beth Oljar.
Well, in this semester, I'm the goddess of symbolic
logic.
You are the
goddess
of
symbolic. Yes, indeed. And you got some big old classes, girl.
I do.
You do. You've got philosophy of law on top of that, yes?
Yep.
Yeah, indeed. So you rock, Beth Ann. So glad you're here. And sitting next to Beth
Bauer.
From the Department of Sociology and Criminal Justice, again, the true weaver of tales of the city of Detroit. Only, yes, and many other tales.
Oh, yes,
yes,
absolutely.
It's Professor Eric Barnes.
Yeah, and good to be here, and I'm glad Beth is back. I have my partner in crime.
All right, and they mean crime, too, hon.
Right.
And at the far end of the table from the Department of Communication Studies, the person who can tell students what is a critical piece of film or not, it's Professor Jerry Kurtzinger.
Yes, and I must comment on Professor Barnes' knowledge of Detroit. He informed me one time that my neighborhood in Detroit was the highest crime neighborhood in the whole city.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it was good to know.
Does that just make you feel at home, though, Jerry?
Yeah, look out in northeast Detroit. Look
out, folks. Okay. But this wasn't Copper Canyon. This wasn't like Copper.
No, I went to Osborne.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
Osborne. He lives in what we call now Little Beirut.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, we've done, Flanders, Blackmore, Waltham,
okay.
Pelkey.
Okay.
I made my way around that easy.
Yeah, I was going to say. Now, someone who just walked in the door to join us at the table from the Department of Mathematics and the Director for Math Education, somebody who can actually do math inside his brain, it's Professor Jeff Bowes.
There's room for little else these days.
Oh, stop that. Come on now. We were talking about how cold it was. Now, but you're from Western New York State.
Yeah, because it's about 1,000 feet higher up in the mountains than than here. About
I always know that Watertown, I've got cousins there who always claim that's the coldest spot in New York. Is that true?
I don't know about the coldest, but they get an awful lot of lake effect snow off of Ontario.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, well, that's good. They deserve it. They love it.
Yeah.
They're transplanted Canadians, so they deserve all the snow they can get. And on the other side of the table, far side of the table, from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, that maven of science, it's Matt Maya.
I'm a maven.
You are a maven.
Beth's a chair. I'm a credenza. Everybody's got their own piece of furniture.
Got their own thing.
Better credenza than an ottoman.
Yeah.
And today we have a special guest from the University of Detroit Jesuit High School and Academy, I believe. So, Dan, would you care to do the introduction?
Before you stuff your face with cake?
Thanks. This is Ann Mazur from U of D High. She's the chair of the physics department and works with me on some of my summer programs.
Great. Excellent. Ann, you are very welcome because we all really admire your high school. We did a road show there.
Uh-huh.
And that and Shrine and Mercy High School, those were our three really great tour stops. Very great.
It's odd you should forget one of them.
Well, that's okay, but we did. We had a wonderful time there. And what we were really very impressed with was the way the faculty interacted so easily with the students. There was just such a wonderful kind of bond going on there.
Yeah, we really enjoy our boys.
They're great.
And just how courteous and sweet they were.
They kept calling her Mrs.
Day.
Oljar. It was so funny, remember?
That's right.
Mrs. Oljar, Mrs. Bush. They were so sweet. They really were. Well, this is a show where you send us questions. And
you
if
didn't
you. Oh, I didn't. Oh, no, that's right.
That's okay. I got some cakes.
You got some cakes stuck in your mouth.
Some hate mail
How
from dance
could I
cells.
Do this? Yeah, well, there'll be just science
Boycott
people.
The show.
Really, my car will explode in ways that it can't be traced. But from the College of Engineering and Science and the person responsible for making a lot of kids in this city like math and science, it's Dan the Dapset Man Mascio.
Thanks, Kat.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Well, I guess because you were introducing Anne,
I
kind of overlooked you.
It's all right.
That's okay. I'll just go fling myself out the studio window. Excuse me, somebody take the mic.
Okay. Throw out the studio window.
Yeah, that's it. There we go. Yes, I'll leap out into the tiger cages here. All right. And again, yes, at Free Roy. This is the show where you send us questions, and if you stump the panel, you win a fabulous Tech Day t-shirt. And even if you don't stump the panel, you still get a Tech Day t-shirt. So if you're making that trip down south and you need a t-shirt, send us some questions. Wow, last time we were in the middle of a set of questions.
350,000 questions.
Yes, these were from Bert. Now, these were kind of interesting again. The man, Bert Tilley. The names could be real, fictional, or nom de whatevers. They could be from any field, any walk of life. And I'm supposed to give the name, and you're supposed to tell me, who is this poison? Okay. Theodore Geisel.
Dr. Seuss.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, his real life name. Do you know that he did political cartoons?
Yeah, he did.
They're very interesting.
A lot of the librarians don't like, children's librarians don't really like his
stuff. My mom hated it.
Really? Hated it. Is there a reason why?
I have to ask my wife, but she says, oh, they're not really. She many other authors, Van Allsburg, and all these other authors are.
Besides, there's not enough money in the school board treasury to fund the purchase of flofluzels and
learning the language by mangling it and making up these words. My mom just thought that was awful.
Oh, okay. So I should never have told my high school students to engarbicize things. I had my own language with them. Gee whiz.
And finding all those blue fish.
That's true. Yeah. That would be difficult.
You know, you're talking about George Bush's and when we make up our own words for stuff.
Yes.
Like I keep using the word invisualize now.
Invisualize.
You know? Hey, bring it on.
Yes. Let's roll. Okay. I really, really would like to dig my grandfather up out of his grave and ask him for the reason why he took the C out of the name. Yesterday, doing some banking for my mother, once again, I was given the question, any relation to you know who?
Yeah.
And I give my usual stock reply, not even in my worst nightmare, no. So, no.
Your name used to be Kabush?
Yes, it used to be Kabush. That's right. Grandpa thought it sounded more American. Yes, that way. Pete Gray. This is G-R-A-Y.
One-armed baseball player, yeah, St. Louis Browns.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
The only one-armed pitcher in Major League.
Hold on. What about Abbott?
Pitcher? Absolutely. He wasn't a pitcher, was he?
Yeah. Outfielder.
He was outfielder, yeah.
Okay.
Abbott was a pitcher.
Burt.
Yeah.
Oh, I
knew that.
Wait, does Abbott still play, though?
That's like me getting a man question right now.
That was really weird for him.
They're really Jerry.
There you go.
Not exactly. This was possible.
Anything's possible.
Thank you very much.
Anything. Jonas Grumby, G-R-U-M-B-Y. Now, this would deal with a sitcom.
It sounds like some really bad Supervan villain.
Yes, no, actually, he was nice except to one person on this shipwrecked island.
Gilligan's Island?
He's on Gilligan's Island.
What?
Oh, he played the professor.
No, not the professor.
The best professor I've ever seen, though. I mean,
it's not the name of any of the actors.
He had to be somebody who visited.
Actually,
the
it is. I mean, it's not on the show. This would be his, I guess, real life name, perhaps.
Oh, the skipper. Mr. Howe?
It's the skipper.
Skipper?
It's the skipper.
Yeah. Little buddy!
Yeah. Well, he was kind of. I mean, he used to hit him, which I didn't like.
Jonas Grumby is his real name. Alan Hales.
Well, that must have been his name on the show, Jonas Grumpy.
Yeah, but everyone just calls him the Skipper.
Yeah, it must have been his name on the show.
Well, he finished out his career as a greeter at some restaurant.
That's
California.
Right. Oh,
he had a name?
Oh, that's how he ended. Did you go to the restaurant?
No, I read about it. I said, oh my God, seeing the Skipper as the greeter at this restaurant.
That would freak me out. That would be
as bad as Adam West.
It wasn't so bad when Gilligan got busted for reefer.
Because he kind of expected it, you know. Yeah, you kind of
they found some on that island,
I'm
sure.
No, please. What's the matter with these people anyway? Gus Hall.
Was that the mule who kicked the field goals?
Jerry
well,
Hall's
if
dad.
You were J. Edgar Hoover, you might have referred to him as that. He used to run for the U.S. presidency many times, but on this party's ticket.
Green.
Communist
Not
Party.
That is, it's a communist party.
Gus.
Yes. Reds under the beds.
Yes.
Indeed.
Death and red.
Which is so hard of teaching history to try to get students today to believe them. Oh, yeah.
We'll
the
just
red
tell
menace.
Them to look at their current president who's got the same view.
Well, you try
it's
that.
Tough when you tell them, like, in the 30s it wasn't unusual to be communist. You know?
Thank
it's like,
you.
No
yeah.
big deal.
Yeah. I mean, that there were communist halls all over Detroit.
Although there's a great scene, I don't know if any of you have seen the movie Sneakers with Robert Redford.
Yes, absolutely. Great
there's
film.
A great scene where they're trying to convince him that the Russians are behind this plot, and he just goes, you guys, we won. They lost. It's been in a few papers.
They're like, get over it. Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yeah.
This is A-N-N-E Hathaway.
This is Shakespeare.
Yes, it is Shakespeare. Someone that Shakespeare loved, we hope.
I saw that movie.
Not as much as he loved Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
This was Shakespeare's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. Nina Hirschfeld.
Was that the German singer who was 99 Luftballons?
No, that was just Nina.
Nina
now,
Simone?
Actually, Nina, her name appears in many of her father's works of art.
Al Hirschfeld's daughter?
Yes, it's Al Hirschfeld's daughter.
She appeared in every single...
That's right, that the her name would be somewhere...
Cartoon that he ever drew.
On his artwork that way. Okay, Link Hogthrob.
No, Pod Squad.
No, wait a second.
No,
he's that talking monkey, right?
No,
it's a Muppet.
It is a character of the Muppets.
It was from Pigs in Space.
And what was his position?
The captain, I believe.
He was the ship's captain. So Captain Link Hogthrob.
Slinkin' Hayes, Pete Cochran, and Julie, I can never remember.
What was it? Barnes.
Julie Barnes.
Oh my goodness.
Pod Squad.
Coolest show.
Forsyth P. Jones. Forsyth P. Jones. Now, he was never called Forsyth, however. It was a much more alliterative first name with Jones.
John?
No, this would be a cartoon or comic book character.
John?
Jerry?
It doesn't eliminate the possibility.
John Jones, Martian Manhunter.
There you go.
Oh.
Jerry?
No.
Jim?
Think Riverdale High.
Oh, that's Archie.
That's right.
Archie.
So what was
there? Jughead.
Jughead.
Oh. Jughead.
Which I think I might prefer Jughead over Forsyth. I don't know about any of you, but I think
it's a tough call, but
very, very, very tough call that way. Roger Kaputnik.
Oh.
Roger Kaputnik. Hold on.
That Russian that got to space before us, isn't that
him? No. Not a
first cowboy in orbit, yeah.
Well, he plays an alter ego, actually, and this is in another comic, but in a comic magazine, actually.
Is he Green Hornet?
No. Actually, now this magazine has its own comedic show.
It's Mad Magazine.
It's Mad Magazine.
It's
Kaputnik.
I can see
is that one of the Spy vs. Spy guys?
That's what I was going to say.
No, but the Spy vs. Spy was good,
yeah,
you know. This is from the lighter side, Dave Berg, who did the lighter side of many, many topics.
Yes.
And this was his alter ego that way. Bella Caroli.
The gymnastics coach.
Yes. That's right. Who Bert describes as walrus mustache and more than slightly creepy female gymnastics coach.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really think that Bella was that creepy, did you?
Got a lot of hugs.
Well, okay. Ball hugs,
I think it's
not
the nature
hugs.
Of the sport, though.
Yeah, got a lot of hugs. When, you know.
Weakness was not welcome with him.
Reuben Kincaid.
Oh. Too easy. I'm sitting
he's back. The manager of the Partridge Family.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Hey, I wanted to be Lord Partridge when
he's
I was little.
He's also two sandwiches,
so.
Right?
There
he is.
Right, that is it. Fritz Lang.
Film director.
Absolutely.
Metropolis. Get the hell out of that Germany. It's coming down.
I mean, do you think he's done anything better than Metropolis, Fritz Lang? Do you like any of his other films?
I think I kind of like that best, but I teach that film all the time.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sort of biased, but I do think it was so far ahead of its time, mm-hmm. technologically and ideologically. And it was just, it's a masterpiece.
You've seen Metropolis when it's shown at the DIA.
Yeah,
with
the DIA with the Alloy Orchestra. Our little celluloid kitchen group.
That's
went there.
Right, yes.
That was our first outing that 1 year, and it was great.
Oh, it is. It's really, if you ever get a chance
it's
to do
like
that,
it's
kind of
like this grunge accompaniment to mm-hmm. it that's so appropriate.
Oh, absolutely. Mean. Yeah, the metallic is really, really good. And when we think about metal, let's take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
This set of questions comes from Amy DeSantis. And she writes, I've decided to take pity on you and send you more questions. Harry Truman once said that if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. So I've decided.
It didn't work for me.
You mean Buddy.
I got Buddy.
That's right. You're probably sleeping with Buddy right now.
Who doesn't? I'm sorry. Hillary's mad at me.
So these are questions about the first dogs, as Amy calls them. What American president is considered the father of the American foxhound?
I did not have sex with that foxhound.
I don't think you should share that.
Washington.
That's right.
No.
He crossed the staghounds given to him by the Marquis de Lafayette with his own smaller black and tan Virginia hounds, creating the American foxhound.
I'll be darned.
Roof.
He did this, but the guy couldn't seem to win a battle.
Well, he's too busy taking pictures of these dogs fooling around. You know?
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from February 2004. Matt Mayo and the current ATP panel will return in September with more brand new shows. So send your questions today to atp@udmercy.edu. Now let's get back to this classic edition of Ask the Professor from February 2004.
And we're back with questions from Bert Tilley about all types of folk, all types of people all over the place. And you certainly have been doing very well. You're smoking Bert right out of the little hole.
We got like
that
73
way.
Out of 80 already.
Smoking Bert. That's
that
right.
Legal?
I hope maybe I not. Maybe not in Georgia.
Not in Alabama.
Yeah. Not in Canada.
Okay, I'll give you the name, and you're supposed to identify the character, real or unreal. Clubber Lang.
That's
Mr. T.
Rocky III.
Rocky III.
At no point did he ever actually say, "I pity the fool."
He said, yeah. He didn't?
No. Well, he said, "Do you hate Rocky Balboa?" He said, "No, I don't hate Balboa. I just pity the fool." He said,
"No, he said, I pity him." He never said,
"I pity
the fool."
Okay, he said, "I pity him."
But,
all right.
But fool was just so implied. Yeah. You know, I mean, it had to be. It was just so
and,
explicit.
You know, he loses at the end. So
did he?
Well,
I only saw
Rocky
once.
It's a Hollywood movie.
Okay, yeah, I guess. But I mean, touche. You're right. You're absolutely right.
I prefer to remember him from his A-Team days.
Yeah. The A-Barack.
Yeah. That attitude.
Murdoch, you fool.
I ain't getting on the plane, Hannibal.
That's what he said, cool. Yeah.
I loved that show.
I met him one time. We did a radio interview.
Really?
Yeah, when he was on that show.
Oh, my God.
And I couldn't have stood up if I had that much gold on, I swear.
So he almost OG'd. Okay, yeah, he overgold.
Yeah. Got the bling bling going.
All right. Yeah. And why not?
Blinded.
Sasheen Littlefeather.
Is that somebody from a female wrestler or something? Remember that?
Pocahontas Sacagawea?
No. Actually,
Shania Twain's personal assistant.
It has something to do with the 1972 Oscars.
Oh, did she come up when Brando won?
Yes.
When he refused his award for Godfather?
Right. She's the one who accepted the award in his place and made some little short speech about native rights and, the enlightened clapped and
the
reactionary boot.
Award.
Yeah.
The light clap. That's good.
Well, it's kind of there. Lisa Loepner.
Oh, that's
Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Lisa and Bill.
No, wasn't it Todd?
Todd.
Yes,
that was
Todd.
His name. It was Bill Murray that did that.
Because Todd had he's constantly stuffed up and did the noogie thing, which, yes.
Poor Gilda.
I know. Eugene T. Maleska. This is for anybody who's a
got
fan
arrested,
of the Sunday New York Times. Oh, got arrested. No.
For internet, soliciting children over the internet?
No. Let us hope not. This is something that some people find very relaxing and some pride themselves on doing it entirely in pen. He's been the lifetime editor of the New York Times Sunday crossword puzzle. For his lifetime, I guess.
I told my logic students, I put right on the syllabus, I recommend that you get several good mechanical pencils because doing logic in ink is like doing a crossword puzzle in ink. You can't
go back
and change. Yeah. You can't change your mistakes.
I always do mine in ink.
Evil child.
I know.
Takes
so
confidence.
Smart.
Who's the word smarty pants?
No guts, no glory, honey. Okay? You just got to go for the gusto
on Irish blood.
And that crossword puzzle bit, yes. Jacob Marley.
Oh, that's
Scrooge's partner.
Yes. Yeah. You know, they show so many different versions of A Christmas Carol, but they're all wonderful. Yes. Lucille McGillicuddy.
That was Lucy
Ball's.
Lucy Ball's name on. Yeah.
Yes, her maiden name.
Yeah. Oh, I love Lucy. Mm-hmm.
John Merrick.
The Elephant Man.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, that was the Elephant
Man.
Are we
seeing our answers now?
Dan, I know you're a fan of musical theater. You never saw the Elephant Man musical?
No.
we need to have a musical episode like Buffy did.
Yes.
Yeah. Or like the Umbrella's
the
Sherlock.
Worst.
That's
know?
It. Great
yeah,
episode.
I watched that for I came out of the shower in the middle of it.
Okay, special like, TV at your home.
Yes.
I took a lot of risks doing that episode, I think.
Yeah, they must have.
It was the best episode.
Yeah, a Buffy, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Definitely.
And you are a Buffyite, so yeah, I would trust your judgment.
Buffy rules.
Yes.
The best one is when Willow makes all their wishes come true, they don't realize, and
that was
her
good.
Buffy and Spike are getting married.
That was pretty hilarious.
That's right. More trouble comes from answered prayers than unanswered ones, I'll tell you. Willie Moscone.
Pool player.
Yes, the all-time great Bert notes here.
Yes.
Was he the person that they modeled like the film after?
The Hustler was several different people.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of an amalgamation, but one of the.
One of the characters. Of them, okay. That
never
is
play
a great
pool
film.
Against someone named after a state.
Yeah. Minnesota facts.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah. Merkin Muffley. Now, this is a fictional character.
I hope so. I don't want to think that any actual human being has that name.
Nobody in my class, I don't think.
No, not so far. Although we do have a Zsa Zsa who's applied here for the fall. I have had so much fun with Zsa Zsa, that name.
With alliteration like that, it's either going to be a cartoon character or a Dickens character.
No, somewhat cartoonish. Think Dr. Strangelove.
Slim Pickens.
Oh, of course, everybody thinks of Slim Pickens. Yeah, I could have fun in a Texas border town with this package. Yes, indeed. It was the character of the president that Peter Sellers played several roles in that film.
He did play several roles.
I mean, he played that role of President Merkin Muffley. Then he was also the British soldier that was, trying to calm down Jack the Ripper, T. Ripper. Yeah, he had some good parts that way. James Naismith.
Basketball.
That's right.
Okay. And he told Kansas.
Put up the first.
And do you know where he was born, don't you?
He was in Kansas.
Canada. He was a Canadian by birth, good people.
Okay. He probably couldn't play hockey.
He defected.
Yeah, he was too tall for hockey. He just kept falling over the boards.
You
just
have to
post up
on the ice. You keep falling.
That's right, yeah, you know.
Bill Cosby has an awesome joke, you know, one of those 5-minute-long spiels he has about the invention of basketball. Just, I'm not going to repeat it for you.
We're waiting. Come on.
Buddy on Kids in the Hall has a great little about Canada.
Yes.
So if you have a chance to watch
Kids in the Hall.
Alice Nelson.
Isn't it Alice from the Alice Show?
Not from the Alice Show.
Alice's Restaurant?
That's Brady Bunch, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. That's her name on the program.
But yes. she wasn't married yet.
It's Anne B. Davis is the character, the woman who plays.
Well, she was Schultze on Love That Bob.
That's
which, of course, dates me woefully.
That's okay.
That was the most sexist, politically incorrect show.
Oh, absolutely. It was funny as all get out.
No, Bob Cummings was hilarious.
He was very good at this program. God. It would be wonderful to get those old kinescopes. I wonder if they ever put those on.
Some of that
on.
Stuff was on, like, not TV Land, but one of the other ones they had. Okay. A few years back, I saw some episodes, and I was like, wow, Love That Bob.
Yeah. That was a very good.
And the guy, Dobie Gillis, Dwayne Hickman.
That's right.
There, yeah.
Yes, the straight arrow nephew. Dr. Winston O'Boogie.
Sounds like a Simpsons character.
It should be.
Disc jockey. It makes me think of Johnny Fever on WKRB.
Well, this was a pseudonym that was used by one of the Beatles.
Oh, Lennon, of course.
Of course. Yeah. It was John Lennon, yes.
Winston.
Yeah, O'Boogie. Absolutely, because that was his middle name. Yeah. He was born during the Second World War, during a bombing blitz, actually.
Oh,
Mom gave him
John O'Boogie Lennon?
Yes.
John O'Boogie. Cigarettes goes, Winston. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah. Like Churchill. That's right. Eel, that is in, like, electric eel, E-E-L, O'Brien.
Oh, I know that.
This is another cartoon character. No, doesn't it sound like that?
Eel O'Brien. Isn't that somebody?
It's a secret identity.
Yeah, it's somebody that would. From one of the DC comics.
Yes, it is.
Eel O'Brien. I know this.
Is that one of Batman's, what do you call it, when he goes undercover?
No, it's not Batman.
It's
a different man. Yeah. Better man through polymer.
Plastic Man.
Plastic Man, that's right. Hey, come on. My dad was a chemist. What can I do? You know, he used to have these chemistry jokes, like, okay, Dad. And that was one of his favorite ones, Better Man Through Polymer.
Can't wait.
I know. Just think what your little man's going
to
be hearing.
He's not allowed to be a chemist.
He's not?
Not a chance.
Oh, come on, man.
No way.
You can't.
No way. But
what if he wants to?
I can't make him be a chemist either, just went to the other side of the spectrum.
But what if, you know, people start sending him, like, slide rules and start sending him little beaker sets?
Well, there was a gal I went to high school with whose mom was a biochemist, and I remember the very first day of chemistry, Kelly, you're going to be fine, and her failing miserably.
So I'm sure she was
in tune for the same thing. Your dad's a chemist. You'll be fine.
Well, if you go home and you find little Gianni and he's in a little, like, white lab coat with, you know, or he's playing, you know, something like that.
You should get him a little white lab coat.
I was going to say, totally turn him into, like, Dr. Science or something for Halloween.
Make him Frankenstein, get him one of those little...
Mr. Wizard.
You know, eye mirror.
Oh, yeah.
We did a video on polymer one time, and they brought me over there to help do this thing, and I learned a lot. I mean, I was stunned.
I mean, polymer
stuff. How strong that stuff was.
Thank you.
I didn't understand what the guy was talking about when they were beating on it and stuff. I was like, tough, you know.
All blessed in plastic, man. Huh?
No, it is. Our Polymer Institute, at least as an undergrad, that was a way to earn some quick cash.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, really? Bummer.
It's been a lot longer than that.
They would pay you money to try out their products. And they paid, like, this was in the late 70s, $8 an hour, which was a wonderful wage at that time.
Yes. Wow, yeah.
But I remember having to wear these plastic clogs. They were supposed to look like wood, but... And so you had to keep, like, a little tablet of comfort and durability and what people said when they saw them. And I had to keep writing down
ugly shoes.
Well, yeah, club feet. No, so yeah, I don't know whatever happened, but it was a company that they commissioned out of the Philippines to do these clogs. They were not attractive, but oh well. Virginia O'Hanlon, And she's terribly famous around the holidays.
Oh, yes, Virginia.
Yeah. There is a Christmas.
There is a Santa Claus.
That's right. Yes, she is the object of that little editorial.
See it in the sun?
She started the Honey Baked Ham Company.
True enough. Clara Peller.
Where's the beef?
That's right. That was her 15 hours of fame or
damn,
whatever.
Drug on for
seconds, please.
Yeah.
15 seconds.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of VH1.
Yeah.
Have you been watching the, what's his name?
Bands Reunited.
Bands Reunited.
Berlin was awesome.
And Romeo Void was on?
Yes.
A couple nights ago?
You're kidding.
Actually, with the exception of Squeeze, I think all the
bands.
Singer in Berlin? With the exception of Squeeze, I think all the bands they're reuniting are actually 80s. Flock of Hairdos?
Oh, yeah. Flock of Seagulls!
Not anymore.
There was this particular period where it just became evident that
Morrissey
made it true that
you like
need musical talent.
That's true.
Duran Duran.
Flock
of Seagulls.
Gods.
Okay, everybody has to put the plastic silverware away now. No more of that.
I caught a bit of it.
Okay, that's it. Well, let me thank the panel before we have an 80s rumble.
Just
okay.
Wish we could do a good band.
Professor Oldjar.
Later.
Professor Barr.
See you later.
Professor Boats.
Opera professor, bye-bye.
Oh, excellent. Professor Kurtzinger.
I'm not sure between Rio and Hungry Like a Wolf, Bat.
All right. Visiting Professor Baser.
Bye for now.
Yes, Professor Maggio.
You agree with Beth.
Okay, Professor Maya.
Video, they flip the table.
All right, now this...
It's an Ask the Professor. Flashback. 1998.
On my left, one of the original founding fathers of Ask the Professor from the Department of History, Professor Emeritus, former chair, Fred Hayes.
Yes. Well, thank you, Ed.
I want to begin this program, which is the last program I will be moderating, with a set of questions that were actually sent to Borders by Bert Tilley of Atala, Alabama. Bert has been one of our regular questioners for, it seems like, forever. He says, good luck, Edwin, George, and Sarah. Don't be a stranger, but stay strange. Thank you, Bert. Yeah. This U.S. industrialist made cars, the Hoover and the Grand Coulee Dams, aluminum foil, and the Liberty Ships. Who was he?
Henry Kaiser.
That's right. That's right.
He made the Kaiser roll, too.
Yeah, he
after don't he got through being Emperor of Germany.
Yeah. There you go. What deformity had Kaiser Wilhelm II?
His arm was withered. His left arm. His
it occurred
arm
during his birth. What was it?
His withered arm.
That's right.
Royalty is itself a deficiency.
Yeah.
Did he pitch for the Tigers?
Email your questions to atp at udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed in the facilities of the Briggs Building basement on the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor was produced and technically directed by Michael Jason, and we also want to say thank you to Liz Alexander and Joanna Carner. Our executive producer is Dr. Barbara Bowles, so until next week, I'm your host, Kathy Bush.
And we're back next week with another summer classic edition of Ask the Professor, so please plan to join us. Thank you.